Well, speaking of Brockton, the city's mayor is now on the line with us. Mayor Sullivan, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Happy Friday, and I apologize for being a little tardy on your call this week.
Not at all. Now, Mr. Mayor, unfortunately, I'm going to have to start off on a sad note. We just received word that Massasoit Community College President Ray DePasquale has died.
Ray was just a true gentleman. We lost him yesterday. My thoughts and prayers on behalf of the city go to his family, his friends, and the entire Massasoit community. He was just a wonderful educator, a leader. He cared about the students and staff at Massasoit. I had lunch with him about a month ago, and he was always upbeat. He was always positive. He did not live in the City of Champions, but he adopted it as his home. And it's a great loss for the community college and for the Commonwealth and the city of Brockton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, we also wanted to talk about something also that just happened earlier today. There was an earthquake that was felt in this region. Any reports of damage or anything like that in the city right now?
You know, we did not have any damage in the city of Brockton with the earthquake. My brother lives in Connecticut. It was 4.7 there. He said the windows were rattling in his house and the dog was going crazy. So, you know, unfortunately, it happened, but it did not impact the city of Brockton in any manner.
Now, another...
Which is great, great news, Dan.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. And actually, we just dealt with another incident of nature yesterday. Of course, that nor'easter rolled through the area. What's the damage on that one, if there is any, in the city?
We had a little bit of tree damage. We had a closed DW Fields Park just out of abundance of caution, the high winds. We did not want to have any runners or bicycle riders up there or walkers hurt by any type of falling debris. But it's been repaired. It's been cleaned up. We had a substantial amount of rain. Again, our water table is pretty high right now. DPW Commissioner Pat Hill is working diligently on that. But thankfully, we were able to get through that storm.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, what's the latest on the city schools right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're still working diligently, city side, school side. We're working collaboration. We've had some wonderful conversations with the state folks. I want to thank the administration, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, and Department of Revenue and DESE and EANF and EOE. Everybody's working with us. We have a common purpose to move forward. And again, I'll continue to give you updates on that, but it's been positive and upbeat, and we need to come up with some type of plan that's going to bring us to the future.
And that is, this is focused on the state budget, on the school budget particularly?
Well, it's actually the budget as a whole, right? It's the city budget, the school budget. It's 24, it's 25. We want to forecast into FY 26, 27, 28. So it really is all hands on deck. And, you know, as the mayor, I do chair the school committee. And I want to thank Vice Chair Tony Rodriguez from the school committee and our council president, Moses Rodriguez, that have been working diligently with us, and Dr. Cobbs and Troy Clarkson and Megan Bridges, our city solicitor. Everybody's working together with ONA, Open Architects, and TJ Plant. So again, I don't have a final answer yet, but we are working with a common purpose.
And there's also still addressing issues of violence in the school.
There's barely been a decrease in that. I'm proud to say. I want to thank Kevin McCaskill, the Brockton High School principal. We actually had a wonderful event the other day. Livingstone College came. It's a predominantly African-American original college down south. They came here and on the spot gave some presidential scholarships, full rides to some Brockton High seniors. They gave some partial scholarships. So Kevin McCaskill has really been an unbelievable leader up there. And I'm just, as a Brockton High grad, I'm really proud of the job he's done in a short period of time.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to leave it right there, but we do appreciate speaking with you. Thank you so much once again.
Have a great weekend, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.